Good morning. We all come to the Zendo week after week, month after month, year after year. So I think it's important to ask ourselves the question, why do we sit? And I'm going to guess that the answer to this question is probably varied. Some of us will sit for peace of mind, or to have less anxiety, less fear, or to reduce stress. Others sit to become enlightened or to understand the meaning of life. These are all compelling reasons. However, from a Zen point of view, these reasons are superfluous. In Zen, we say, the reason we sit is to just sit. Anything else is extra and interferes with sitting. We don't sit to experience a particular outcome. We don't sit to attain or achieve something. We just sit. If we create a goal for our sitting, what is it that happens? We end up evaluating our progress. This was a good sit. That was a bad sit. I'm not getting any better. Others are better at it than me. I felt so peaceful yesterday. Today, my mind won't be still. This persistent evaluating interferes with just sitting. Being attainment-oriented also subtly perpetuates a dualistic relationship with sitting. Sitting is something I do, and the outcome is something I attain, which is different from just sitting. There is no I in just sitting. As Dogen taught, to study the way is to study the self. To study the self is to forget the self. So when we sit, we just sit with our whole body and mind, but holding to no idea of sitting with our whole body and mind, no idea of attainment. We let go of our attachment to a causal relationship between sitting and enlightenment. We know enlightenment happens, but from the perspective of no causal relationship, enlightenment is just an accident. And what we can say about just sitting is that it makes us accident prone. Now, this advice is true for all activities. When we are eating, we just eat. When we are resting, we just rest. When we are walking, we just walk, and so forth. Because we are so used to something to attain, because we are so used to doing something to attain a result, this kind of advice sounds crazy, confusing. Do something just to do it? Most people will say, no, I want peace of mind. I want less stress. I want experience. I want the experience that the sages have had. Because we tend to become outcome-oriented, this type of teaching can produce doubt, either in the practice or in oneself. The fact that this doubt occurs is wonderful. If it happens to you, embrace it. Because doubt is the entry point. It is when everything we know or think we know seems useless. Zen Master Hakuin, one of the most influential figures in Rinzai Zen, said, "At the bottom of great doubt lies great awakening. If you doubt fully, you will awaken fully." So when you realize you don't know, have faith in yourself. Have faith in your true self. And surrender to not knowing. Because then you are at the gate of heaven. Faith and doubt are two of the three essentials for Zen practice. The third is determination. Outcomeless determination. This is effort born out of confidence in our own true nature. We throw ourselves into sitting wholeheartedly, but we do not tie ourselves into knots and make ourselves crazy trying to attain something. It is just a wholehearted and determined effort. It is just sitting. I'm going to end with a short poem by Mary Oliver, which I think expresses the nature of what I'm talking about, particularly this determination, which is objectless. This poem, which I'm sure you're all familiar with, is called The Journey. One day you finally knew what you had to do and began, though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice, though the whole house began to tremble and you felt the old tug at your ankles, "Mend my life," each voice cried. But you didn't stop. You knew what you had to do, though the wind pried with its stiff fingers at the very foundations, though their melancholy was terrible. It was already late enough, and a wild night and a road full of fallen branches and stones. But little by little, as you left their inner voices behind, the stars began to burn through the sheets of clouds, and there was a new voice which you slowly recognized as your own, that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save. Thank you.